Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Friday morning, the second day of April, 2021. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. Good morning to our Durango listeners at 103.3 FM in the Durango area. And good morning to everyone else who's listening on our website, ksje.com, wherever you may be in the world this morning. We are glad that you are with us. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. It is streaming live this morning to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you're with us as well, everybody, because we have a great show coming up this morning, because we are talking about the wonderful project from Aztec, New Mexico, the Aztec Pianos. And we'll talk more about that in just a moment. The Big Sound in a Small Town, it is coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE. And they have big plans for this year, too, adding to their collection of pianos. And we'll learn more about that in just a moment. So stay right where you are. Next hour, of course, Mick Hess is going to take us roving with the arts. It is our classical music program here on KSJE. And on this Friday, Mick is playing selections from Haydn. You'll hear that coming up next hour after the news at 9:06. And don't forget, today at 12:30, it is our storytelling program, suitable for all ages, of course, produced in cooperation with our partners at the Farmington Public Library, Cuentos, Hana, and Tales. You'll hear some great stories beginning at 12:30 today on KSJE. In addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, we invite you to connect with us on our Instagram page as well. If you're an Instagram person, you can check us out over there. Outside right now, it is sunny and 45 degrees at our studios here at San Juan College. We are expecting today a partly sunny day today, maybe some clouds rolling through from time to time, but the high 73 in Farmington and elsewhere, 40 overnight tonight, but then take a look at the weekend. Much warmer temperatures, sunny and 77 tomorrow. It'll be 80 on Sunday and 78 with sunshine on Monday, with overnight lows in the lower 40s before things cool off a bit beginning Tuesday of next week. Well, let me introduce my guests who are joining us this morning for this great program about the Aztec Piano Project. Rosalind Fry is joining us. She is the mayor pro tem in the city of Aztec. Good morning. It's great to have you with us this morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate this opportunity.
You bet. It's great to have you on the program, so thank you very much. Also joining us this morning is Sandy Wayburn. She is the president of the Aztec Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Sandy. Great to have you on the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You bet. Great to see you both. And so, Rosalind Fry, let me start with you about this project. Where did this start? I think it started with you, and then the chamber got into it secondary, but maybe I'm wrong.
You're correct. That I first saw a painted piano on the streets of Portland, Oregon, about 3 years ago when I was visiting family in the area. And it looked like so much fun. It was a piano painted like a raccoon. And everybody was coming up and either playing the piano or having their photo made with the piano. And then last year, I wondered if Aztec might be interested in such a project, and I put it out on Facebook saying I would buy the first piano, Well, I never have had to buy a piano because the donations have been spontaneous and generous, and we had great enthusiasm from folks to donate pianos and prepare to paint pianos. So it was last January that I ended up approaching Sandy about the chamber sponsoring such a project.
I understand. Well, that's wonderful. And we've got a picture I'm displaying of you, Rosalind Fry, playing one of the Aztec pianos. And so it really kind of took off, as you say, last year, because, as you mentioned, you had a lot of donations, a lot of support. Sandy Wayburn, let me turn to you a little bit about the Chamber's involvement. And again, something that your members with the Chamber of Commerce could get behind and help make this a reality in Aztec.
Absolutely. We were more than happy to get on board with it. It's a great project just for Aztec itself, but also for the business people to be able to have them outside their businesses and draw some people to the downtown, not necessarily just downtown area, but to the Aztec area.
Right, exactly. And so how many pianos did you end up with last summer, Rosalind Fry?
We had four finished for last season. And then this past winter, spring, we've had three additional pianos. So there'll be seven total on the streets of Aztec beginning in May.
Wonderful. And that is the kickoff, right? This year, you're having a big event at the beginning of May. And Sandy Wayburn, I imagine the Chamber is involved with that, right?
Yes, definitely. May 8th, it'll be on Saturday.
Okay. And showing off all these great pianos. And we need to give a shout out to the artists, of course, who have come forward and the other folks who've decorated these pianos. And I'm showing a picture here in a minute of one of Aztec's wonderful artists, Bonnie Adams, I believe, is part of the crew that's been decorating some of these pianos, right? And so, Rosalind Fry, can you talk to me a little bit about that? Were the artists given any direction of how they could decorate their pianos, or were they given really their creative means to just do whatever they would like to express?
They all did pianos according to their own inspiration. Would you like for me to mention all the
yes,
artists that?
Yes, please.
Timothy Gordon is from Feet of Clay, and he painted the Aztec Ruins piano. Bonnie Adams, as you mentioned, painted a piano, and it has a COVID theme, but that music is healing. And as we've seen this past year, things are improving for us. Sandy did the Dr. Seuss piano, which has been extremely popular. And Cindy Iacovetta and Connie Hutchinson painted one they call Switzerland. That's it on the screen right now.
Right.
Robin Kelly has a piano that will be coming out this season, and she called it Spirit of Aztec. Christy Clugston and her students at the Aztec Theater Art Therapy painted Roaring Twenties, and it's being shown right now. And the last one is Karen Ellsbury, who has a studio in Farmington, and we haven't got a name for that piano yet. It's to be determined.
Understood. Well, if you've seen some of Karen's work, you can maybe understand why it's hard to describe, perhaps. But
she will name it.
I bet she will. We'll look forward to seeing it. The piano we're displaying right now, I think, is the one designed and painted by Robin Kelly, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and it's the Spirit of Aztec. It has all kinds of scenes in the Aztec area.
Right, right. And so I wanted, and we actually were able to kind of do a little looking at Facebook to get some of these pictures, of course, which we appreciate everybody sharing those with us. And there's a little bit of a video of Robin working on this piano. And I don't know if everyone realizes just the hours and hours of work that would go into creating some of these things. And so these artists have been working weeks, months, right, to make these pianos?
That is correct. And I kind of followed Tim Gordon as he painted his, and he spent a full month. He's retired, and he was able to do that. He has his own studio. But he pretty much put in 8 hours a day for a month on his piano. So they're definitely a work of art and inspiration, and they do take up time.
Right. Right. Well, and again, there's some of the images of Robin Kelly working on hers, and of course all the other artists who worked on theirs. And so we got to hear them last year as their rollout, and they moved around, didn't they, during the summer, Rosalind Fry, to various locations in Aztec?
They were all at different locations. We didn't move them around except once at the very end when we had a performance day in October.
I see.
So they'll be stationed. Well, moving is a huge challenge.
True.
Because of the heaviness of them. But they'll be stationary at different businesses throughout Aztec, and that'll be what we're up to the next couple of weeks as we prepare for our opening date.
Right. Very good. And Sandy Weber, let me ask you a little bit about the businesses in Aztec, of course. Is there a waiting list to get an Aztec painted piano in front of a business these days?
I'm sure that there is. The amount of time or effort it takes to get those pianos, we would love to have one in front of every business, but
right,
that would be a hard thing to do. So yes, we're hoping as it goes forward and with each year, we can increase the numbers.
Indeed. Very true. Well, and I want to share again, we've got a few more videos here too of the sound of the Aztec pianos. And of course, it brings out the musician in many folks. And so let me share that too with everybody. This one, the first one is the one and only the great Hoyle Osborne doing a little piano playing for us last summer. Go, everybody. Just something about piano music that really livens up any location, it would seem. And so from the first summer, Sandy Weyborn, what was the reaction that you've heard from your members and just from residents of Aztec of having these pianos about town?
The reaction has been awesome, especially last year during all the COVID times. It gave them a chance to maybe get out some, see something they haven't seen before in Aztec, but it, with everything shut down, it was nice for them to be able to come out and enjoy the pianos at a safe distance, of course.
Yes.
And it kind of took you away from what was going on in the world.
Very true. And I would assume you're hoping for more of the same this summer, right, as the project continues?
Yes, people are already asking when we're going to roll those pianos out. The response has been great.
That's wonderful. And again, the date is coming up in May, right?
Yes, May 8th.
There you go. And Rosalind Fry was mentioning that you designed one of these pianos as well. Can you give us some insights into your inspiration?
Sure. I'm not an artist, but I guess it goes to show you that anybody can do it if you set your mind to it.
Right.
And I didn't have a plan when I first offered to paint one of the pianos because we just weren't sure what the response, honestly, was going to be at the time. So I went ahead and threw my hat in there in case we needed one. Ended up doing one myself. And it just kind of evolves as you basically look at that piano and it just kind of comes to you. And I thought the Dr. Seuss theme would just be kind of a fun idea to do to appeal more maybe to the kids. Because when the first piano was done, Timothy Gordon's piano is definitely a work of art. Bonnie Adams is working on hers. Hers is a work of art. So I had that pressure. So I thought I'd go the other way and do more of a whimsical piano.
And it definitely is. We're seeing it right now on the screen. And so, and Dr. Seuss is a great inspiration, I would think, to be able to share in a musical way or any way, really. And Rosalind Fry, you were playing that piano in one of our pictures, right? So it sounds pretty good, I would think.
It was false. I don't play the piano. I was pretending.
Is this fake news, Rosalind Fry, sharing on the radio this morning? Oh, dear. That's okay. You look like a natural.
I wish I could play.
You look like a natural.
Yeah, I look like I'm actually doing something. If I had followed my parents' interest in me playing, I would be a pianist, but no, I didn't do that.
Understood. So. Well, you and me both. We're in the same boat. I'm with you right there. There were many, many dollars lost on piano lessons for me that didn't stick, so I hear you. But this is a great thing. And again, as we look forward to the summer and we look forward to hopefully things reopening safely, as you mentioned, Sandy Wayburn, this is great for the community of Aztec, downtown Aztec, visitors to Aztec. I mean, it really checks a lot of boxes, this project, doesn't it? Sandy, doesn't it? Is this a good project for the city?
Yes. Absolutely. It's a great project. It not only brings, you know, businesses together, it brings the residents down, it brings traffic into us, it brings tourism to us. It's a really good fit.
Very good. And again, we're looking forward to a good summer and hopefully a busier summer than last year. As hopefully, as I mentioned, as cases come down and things reopen. So that's kind of the plan. Rosalind Fry, from the city standpoint, I don't think any city dollars have really been spent on this project. As you mentioned, a lot of it was donations, correct? I mean, this is really the way to do something like this.
Actually, the city helped us with discretionary funds to get the project started. So yes, there were some funds offered by the commissioners to get started. And then we've received some funds from the Northwest New Mexico Art Council.
Okay.
And we received a Connie Gotch Foundation award. And we'll be looking for further funds because we'd like to be more able to pay professional musicians and to sponsor more concerts. So we'll be working on that. And so if anybody wants to donate, they can donate directly to the chamber and name the piano project as
the beneficiary.
We also had a huge donation from Lowe's in terms of the paint and supplies that were needed. And we appreciate Lowe's for providing that. This has definitely been a community effort. The city also moves the pianos for us, which is a huge job. They've got the equipment and the team ready. So we'll be moving those in place the next coming weeks, so
right,
that we'll be ready for May 8th.
Gotcha. And so with the city funds that have been expended on this project, Rosalind Fry, it sounds like it's pretty minimal compared to the benefits that the city receives from having these pianos out and about in your downtown area over the summer.
Yes, we were really surprised at the activity we did experience downtown as the pianos brought people in. And so we want to continue that. And as you mentioned, we'll see what other businesses want to work with us to have those pianos at their location, because it's very important. They take them in at night and so that they are safe. So we'll be seeing what capacity there is. Seven is quite a few.
Right.
For our downtown area.
Indeed. Well, but it's a great attraction, I would say, and a great thing to have. And again, as people were playing the pianos and just the artistry, as we're seeing the Aztec Ruins piano that we're seeing right now, which I believe you said was painted by Timothy Gordon, correct?
Yes, and it's quite a work of art. You've got to come and see it to believe it.
Totally, and totally unique to Aztec. You won't see another piano like that anywhere on Earth.
That's right.
I would say. And speaking of which, we have another video I wanted to share of another piece of music, again, from last summer. Again, just as how some of these individuals can go, and anyone can play these pianos. They say, play me right on them. And so this is Brian Paul, again, another Facebook video that has been shared with us. Thank you. And there you go. That Aztec Ruins piano sounds pretty good. As a matter of fact, Rosalind Fry, if this continues to grow, are we going to see a official City of Aztec employee piano tuner on the books?
We have a piano tuner. Paul Barra has tuned the pianos. We get them tuned once a year as we bring them out for a public display. And that Aztec piano is a higher quality piano than some of the others. And he's tuned it for Hoyle to do virtual concerts. And I don't know if Sandy mentioned it because I can't hear her, but Hoyle will be doing another virtual concert on April 25th. And Sheldon Pinkering will be joining him. And
oh,
we've
wonderful.
Also, yeah, and we're, and that, and the location will be at Sobs on Main, but it will be recorded, and we're trying to work out so we can have it on YouTube, but that'll be quite entertaining. And the two of them have also, are working with us on a July 17th event and to do dueling pianos. At the Minium Park. We don't have the details worked out, but we're working on it, and we'll get that information out there for the, it'll be a free concert.
Okay. Sounds exciting. Well, please, and share that with us if you would. We'll get it on our calendar as well. So we'd love to do that and be able to spread the word about the great use of the pianos. Sandy Wayburn, let me come back to you again from the Chamber of Commerce's perspective. As you've mentioned, you know, this is a great attraction to bring folks into Main Avenue in downtown Aztec, and for businesses, of course, to get some interest into their stores and right out in front of their stores and things along that line. Anything else you've got planned for the upcoming summer? Of course, this big kickoff event coming up in May, and as Rosalind Fries mentioned, some other concerts happening as well with these pianos.
Right, you mean in relation to the piano project or just in relation to events for the chamber?
How about both?
Okay, well, of course, as things open up, we're hoping to do more events. We're hoping to bring back, last summer we did a working for the weekend. Each Saturday night we sponsored a band over in the plaza here on Main Street. And we're hoping to bring that back this summer if we can. Just depends on, you know, public gathering numbers and all that good stuff. We're hoping to bring back some things maybe as like parades and things come back. Then that allows us to do more things, you know, down here in Aztec area.
You bet. Well, and I understand everything has an asterisk after it during COVID. So I hear what you're saying. And I know that you and a lot of other folks have had a lot of plans have to be changed at the last minute because of health conditions and things like that. But we're excited for the Aztec pianos and the Aztec Chamber, of course, getting things out and folks coming to enjoy them and all the wonderful musicians. And we've just sampled a few, but there are certainly many, many more that we'll get a chance to play these wonderful pianos as they get out and about throughout downtown Aztec. So we're definitely looking forward to it. Rosalind Fry, again, if folks would like to maybe make a donation to help with this project, you mentioned just making it through the Aztec Chamber, not the city, correct?
Correct, because this is a chamber-sponsored event. They're the nonprofit, and so the donations would need to go directly to the Chamber of Commerce. And we certainly welcome funds so that we can keep them tuned, repaired. As we can, we buy insulated waterproof covers for the pianos to protect them. And they've required some special wheels so we can wheel them in and out. So there have been some expenses. You get a free piano and you go from there.
There you go. So, you know, very, very true.
Any financial help is appreciated.
You bet. And Sandy Wayburn, what's the best way to make a donation through the Aztec Chamber? What would you say?
You could call me directly for that at our number, 334-7646, or go on to our website, which is theaztecchamber.com. And I'm working on a link to be able to directly be able to make donations.
Perfect. Wonderful. And Rosalind Fry, if I'm an artist and I would like to maybe offer my, and I'm not, but if someone else were, could they reach out to you about if you get another piano donated to offer their artistic services to decorate another piano for this project?
You know, yeah, we have several pianos that are kind of waiting in the wings. If there are artists who would like to do that, they can contact me, and my number is 505-330-3248. And, you know, or message me if you're my Facebook friend, or, you know, get that information to me or Sandy, and we'll put that out there and see what we can do. Yes, we'd love to see how far this can go and how many people could participate.
All right. Very good. And so it sounds like you've got room for more pianos in the stable, in downtown, wherever the case may be. So that sounds great. Well, I really appreciate both of you coming on the program with me this morning to talk about this great project, the Aztec Painted Pianos. Again, the big sound in a small town. Rosalind Fry, Mayor Pro Tem for the City of Aztec, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity, Scott.
You bet. Great to have you on the program. Sandy Wayburn, President of the Aztec Chamber of Commerce, thank you for joining me this morning as well.
Of course. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity, and be sure to come out and see the pianos.
Definitely will. We'll make a note of it. So perfect. Thank you both very much. And thank you all for joining us this morning here on KSJE. The time right now, 8:35. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.